Hello, my name is Corey Brooks. In this series of webcasts, I'll be taking you through an overview of the samples included with the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone. In this video, we'll be taking a look at the Amazon S3 sample and how you can easily integrate similar functionality into your own Windows Phone project. First, it would help to understand Amazon S3. Amazon S3, or Amazon Simple Storage Service, is designed to provide a simple interface that can be used to store and retrieve any amount of data at any time from anywhere on the web. This is accomplished through the use of buckets, in which you can store data of size ranging from 1 byte to 5 terabytes. The Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone makes creating, populating, and manipulating a bucket an easy task. Let's begin by opening up the Amazon S3 sample, and we'll start by taking a quick look at the user interface. The application launch page is mainpage.xaml and contains UI elements for manipulating buckets within your Amazon Web Services account. As you can see, the page contains buttons for creating, listing, and deleting buckets, as well as additional buttons for managing a policy for each bucket. The second page in our application is the working with objects page.xaml. This page contains UI elements for manipulating the objects within each of your created buckets. Both of these pages use data binding to link UI elements to variables in code. As we go through the sample's code together, it's important to keep in mind that this video is intended to highlight the classes and functions necessary to access Amazon Web Services. If you wish a more in-depth understanding of the sample's code, please feel free to explore it on your own at the conclusion of this video. Now let's take a look at some of the code involved in implementing this bucket and object management. We'll open our mainpage.xaml.cs file. As you can see, the application makes references to parts of the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone that provide an interface to Amazon S3 services. Our sample code contains two classes: the mainpage class, which contains variables and functions to perform our bucket management, and the static S3 common class, which creates an instance of the Amazon S3 class and makes it available to all pages within the application. Next, we'll go back up to our main page class and take a look at the fields region. This region contains the fields used to store buckets and object data for display within the application. Take note of the observable collections here. While the first collection is of type string and simply acts as a storage for the names of buckets in your AWS account, the remaining two are of types that are available from the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone. The S3 grant collection is used to store ACL, or access control list, data, and the S3 object collection stores references to the objects you've created within each of your buckets. Next, we'll take a look at the constructor region. The constructor for the main page class begins by initializing the static variable client we saw earlier. The create Amazon S3 client function in the AWS Client Factory class is used to execute the initialization and allows us to connect to our Amazon Web Services account. Once this initialization is complete, we have access to our Amazon Web Services account. Now we'll take a look at our bucket APIs. We'll expand our bucket API region. The process involved in listing, creating, or deleting buckets is similar, only differing in the functions involved. We'll expand the list bucket region and take a look. The list bucket click event here is executed when the list bucket button is clicked. Within this function, there are two lines of code of which to take note. Our client variable contains an on S3 response event handler to which we'll add list bucket web response, the other function in this region. A few lines below this, you can see that we've executed the list buckets function of our client variable. This will instruct Amazon Web Services to return a list of all buckets in our account. Since we've added the event handler, when we receive a response from Amazon, our list bucket web response function will be triggered. The first section of this function deals mostly with error handling, so we'll concentrate on the actual response data. Down here, We capture the function's response event arguments, in this case contained within the args variable, and place them in a list bucket response object. Our response is sent back to the main thread, and on the final line of this function, all data with regards to buckets is listed and placed into a bound variable for display to the user. As you can see, making requests to Amazon Web Services is fairly simple using this SDK. I stated before that creating and deleting buckets follow a similar process, so let's take a quick look at how to create a bucket. Again, we have a function, createBucketClick, which is triggered when the createBucket button is clicked. Assuming a name for this new bucket has been entered into the appropriate field, the following code will be executed. We're again specifying a function to be triggered upon receiving a response to our upcoming request. We do this by adding the createBucketWebResponse function to our onS3Response event handler. A putBucketRequest object is created, and the name is set to equal what was typed in the appropriate UI element. We then execute the client variable's putBucket function with a parameter containing our request object. When we receive a response from the server, the createBucketWebResponse function will be triggered. We'll ignore our error checking code and pay attention to the putBucketResponse object created using the function's responseEventArgument parameter. If this putBucketResponse object isn't null, then the bucket was successfully created, and it's as simple as that. The other bucket APIs are similar in how they're implemented. Before the end of this video, I wanted to quickly touch on how to create an object within one of your buckets. Let's go to our Working with Objects page.xaml.cs file and take a look. We'll scroll down and expand our Put Object region so we can take a look at how to create an object within one of our buckets. As with our other examples, begin with the button click, which triggers our BTN Put Object Click function. The majority of this function is error checking, and for the purposes of this demo, we'll assume all variables contain valid data. Given that assumption, we need only concentrate on the last few lines of code here. We begin by creating a put object request and proceed to populate its bucket name, key, and content body with desired values. Then the callback function, client put object response, is added to the onS3Response event handler. Finally, we execute the put object function with this put object request passed as a parameter. Once we receive a response, the callback function here is triggered, and as with our bucket APIs, we create a response object using the response event argument of our function. If the put object response object isn't null after its initialization, then the object was successfully created within the specified bucket. As you've seen throughout this demo, the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone is easy to implement. The samples are available along with the SDK. Please examine them for yourself, and you'll be well on your way to implementing Amazon Web Services functionality into your own Windows Phone application.